الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وبعد. Here, inshallah, we are going to play the whole video, audio recording of Hamza Yusuf making fun and takfir of the Wahhabis.
Did you say Wahhabism?
Yes, sorry, I probably said it wrong.
Yeah. Well, look, the Muslims are not monolithic, and so you have the vast majority of Muslims historically have been called Sunnis, with about 15% called Shia. Within those groups, there's also some differences, but overall, both of those groups, the Sunnis and Shias, accepted each other as Muslims. They differed on certain things, but they did not excommunicate or anathematize the other. There is a strain of Islam that emerged about 200 years ago that was a reformist movement. It's very much in line with the kind of puritanical Christian movements that emerged in England as well. And you know, so in essence, they're kind of like, the best of them are like grumpy Amish. You know, they just kind of want to be left alone.
With weapons. And
and the worst of them are like the worst of the Ku Klux Klan. And it's kind of between that. So unfortunately, it's a reality that we have to deal with as a community. Now, one of the problems is that the petrodollars has enabled massive amounts of literature that I would consider pretty extreme to flood the Arab world. And so a lot of modern Arab youth have really been indoctrinated into a type of Islam that historically was very alien to Islam. And the bitter fruit of that is now emerging in places like Syria, Libya, Iraq, and Yemen. But historically, the Muslims, I mean, they have a lot of blights on their history, undeniably. But overall, I think Greg mentioned earlier, you know, for a pre-modern civilization, it was one of the most enlightened. It was certainly highly tolerant of other cultures and civilizations. It was very eclectic. It took from other cultures and civilizations. And also, it protected Christian churches. There's a reason why those churches are being destroyed now in Iraq. Why weren't they destroyed before? Why were they standing for over 1,000 years? The Christians were there long before the Muslims, and the Muslims honored them. And you can look at the Syriac writings. A Muslim has the key to the Church of the Sepulchre to this day. He opens it every morning at dawn to resolve one of the conflicts that the Christians had when the Muslims first got there. So, and I was just with, we were in Marrakesh for a conference protecting religious minorities in the Muslim land. And there was a Yazidi man from Iraq. His name is Baba Sheikh. You can Google him. He's one of the Yazidi leaders. He was there. He came up to me after his talk. I was talking to him, and he said, listen, nobody amongst the Yazidis believes this is Islam. We know what Islam is. He said, I know Islam better than most Muslims. He said, we've lived with Muslims for centuries, and that's why we're still here. These are criminals. And the truth is, many of these, you know, these Sabians and Yazidis and Druze and these other religious groups, they know that this is not Islam. But unfortunately, it only takes one generation to break that link.
Oh, yeah.
And so people are going to forget. And that's my fear, you know, is that people will start associating these things with Islamic behavior.
So you just heard the video audio recording again, the whole thing. A brother today told me that I made a mistake in the video that we just took out, which is Hamza Yusuf Takfiri. So, Jazahullahu Khairan, please always advise us. We will not insist on error. The truth is always superior to any of us, and all of us put together. So the truth, please advise me personally and advise us always. We will do the same. This is why, to advise Muslims, we are doing the video here again. What's the mistake? Hamza Yusuf appeared to me to be saying about the Wahhabis in line with a tyrannical Christian group that appeared in England almost in the same time. That's what he's saying. The brother said, no, he was saying puritanical, not tyrannical. So I'll correct myself. Now, I was told about another person from the kind of people, not the brother who advised me. May Allah reward him. Jazakallahu khairan. Now, this guy, like the current group of people who are fascinated with people. They're fascinated. They do not like anyone to say anything about them, to the point of trying to intimidate anyone and everyone who says anything about these celebrities who are claimed to be scholars, who attack the religion very clearly. And when people try to defend the religion, they attack those people trying to intimidate them. I don't get intimidated. I mean, look at me. Do I look like someone who gets scared? I'm not. I will never stop calling to the true religion, explaining the religion, defending the religion, بإذن الله عز وجل, until the last breath I take in this life. Wallah. So, not me. he's saying that I'm putting words in the mouth of Hamza Yusuf. Or is it I'm putting mouths in the words of Hamza Yusuf? What's the difference? This man keeps talking and talking and talking. So the way he spoke is the typical way of Hamza Yusuf. Very fast, like low voice, mixing words together. So this is how I heard it, tyrannical. And this person is saying that I say that Hamza Yusuf is calling the Wahhabis takfiris and that I'm putting words in his big mouth. No, I haven't. It's not only that he's making takfir of them. He's making it known to those who have a brain. Right? Just having a brain is good. Voila. I do not understand how people actually pay money to study at a university started by Hamza Yusuf. In California, the most expensive state in America. He has a university established there. Keeps talking about petrodollars. Who paid for that university in California? I used to call it California. It's a lot of weed there, you know. You see the signs when you're driving there. You know, next step, next exit, you have weed for sale, legal. Well, they say it's California. Okay, California is still high. Anyway, he has a university there, and people pay money to learn. What are you going to learn from this man? This is a man who makes takfir on the Ash'aris. He claims to be an Ash'ari. I doubt it. The Ash'aris, or the Ash'ari group, contains some of the major scholars of Islam. They made a mistake in the area of Aqidah, as Imam Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, said, and he called their Aqidah wicked in that regard. But he said, we learn from their knowledge in other areas other than Aqidah. So some of the scholars of the Ash'aris include Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, Imam Nawawi, Imam al-Qurtubi, and others. They made a mistake in the area of Aqidah. We don't take from them Al-Aqidah, but they're major scholars of Hadith, Fiqh, History, Arabi. So we take the good from them. And there is no one who's not a prophet or a messenger from Allah who doesn't make mistakes. Only the prophets of Allah, the messengers of Allah, do not make mistakes in the religion. Other people, they do, and this is proof. They contradicted the way of Salaf al-Salih, the Quran and Sunnah, in their creed. I never thought of, never said it, I don't believe it, that the Ash'aris took their creed from Buddhist logic. This is takfir, isn't it? They took their creed from Buddhist logic. By a man who makes this claim, who says also that the Buddhist logic came to the rescue of the Islamic creed. A man who says Buddha in the Quran. I'm going to talk about that article, inshallah, soon. So he's making takfir already on the Ash'aris. This is not new. So he is making takfir against the Wahhabis. You listen to that video for the third time. We'll put the whole thing again. Video, audio, recording, I don't care. Takfir number one. He describes the Wahhabis who don't exist. They're muwahideen. They just brought back the Tawheed that has started before them throughout the history of Islam, starting with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions who spread Tawheed throughout the world. In his time, Muhammad al-Abdul Wahhab find aspects of shirk creeping back into the practices and ideas of Muslims. So he started his movement 280 years ago. And he died 230 years ago. According to Hamza Yusuf, a strain of Islam appeared 200 years ago. I don't know what he's talking about. Muhammad al-Abdul Wahhab died 230 years ago. Okay, that's ignorant in history. Yes, Hamza Yusuf, fine. Now, the first takfir, he says that the best of the Wahhabis who call to Tawheed, the Muwahideen, are like grumpy Amish. And the worst of them are like the Ku Klux Klan. And many of them are in between Amish and Ku Klux Klan. We explained in the video about the Amish and their beliefs that they are kuffar, mushrikeen, Trinitarians, even though this word doesn't mean much to Hamza Yusuf, because he's the one who insists the Christians do not believe in three different gods. They really don't. He says that. Right, don't forget. They really don't. But they believe in Tawheed. The whole world knows, unless there's somebody whose mind is so twisted that you can't insert logic into it. The whole world, when you tell them Trinity, they know Christians, three gods, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Some of them added the Mother. The whole family is there. The Holy Mother, Mother of God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Christians in the Quran, لا تقولوا ثلاثة. Do not say three. Do not say Trinity. إنما هو إله واحد. Most certainly, surely, he is only one ilah. Do not say three, Trinity. Do not say Trinity. Allah says, and this guy says, no, they don't believe in three different gods. Allah is telling them, stop believing in three different gods. And here, this guy is. So he's equating the Muwahideen who call to Tawheed, the most famous book by Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab before the petrodollars came and it was spread throughout the Muslim world. The title of it is Kitab al-Tawheed alladhi huwa haqqullahi ala al-abid. The Book of Tawheed, which is the right Allah has on the slaves. Full of ayat and ahadith, all about Tawheed and against shirk. That's the book, that's his legacy. Muwahideen, there are no Wahhabis. Al-Wahhab is Allah. One of the names of Allah, maybe this is news to Hamza Yusuf, but and his likes. Al-Wahhab is Allah. There are no Wahhabis. Everybody is from Allah, Al-Wahhab. These are Muwahideen. So he equates them with Trinitarian, Mushrikeen, Kuffar, Amish. And with the Ku Klux Klan, a group of white supremacy. The Arabs in that area, you know, they're brown like me. They're not white. So I don't know what. So this is takfir. You're equating Muwahideen to Trinitarians. Now, somebody might say, because they're wise people, especially if they're studying at Hamza Yusuf University. I don't know. They're dancing there too. round and round like a cat trying to catch its tail. Learning the religion from a man who says that Buddhist logic came to the rescue of the Islamic creed. So what kind of creed are they learning there? Calling the Ash'aris kuffar clearly, saying that they took their religion from Buddhist logic. So for some person, you know, who might say, no, here you're exaggerating. Jalal Abu Rub, you've been doing da'wah, started in Europe 1979 with the first khutbah in Europe to about 500 people. You worked on 60 books and hundreds of articles, and you did da'wah in hundreds of masajid in America, in 40 different states in America, distributed books by the thousands for free. You made a mistake here. Okay, if I made a mistake, jazakallahu khayran, the one who is sincerely telling me about a mistake I made so I can correct myself. But I didn't here. He's equating them with Christians. So someone might say, no, he's saying the best of them are like the Amish in that they want to be left alone. The worst of them are like the Ku Klux Klan. He stopped there, so he's talking about mannerism. Second type of takfir. He says that in line, the Wahhabis are in line with a puritanical, now I said it right, huh? Puritanical Christian group that appeared in England, meaning at almost the same time. In line, okay, someone who's defending Hamza Yusuf and those who attack Islam all the time, never criticize Hamza Yusuf, U.S. al-Qadi, Umar Sulaiman, Muhammad, what's his name, that Nu'man Khan, Nu'man Ali Khan, made a mistake in his name, Nu'man Ali Khan, that's his name, that, you know, they attack the religion, they say all kinds of things that are really, really awful, some of them shirk and kufr, but they don't attack them, they attack those who are defending the religion, their religion for them. We'll continue to do that to the last moment in our lives. That's a promise. Do I look like somebody who's getting scared from people keep, this man, you know, hundreds of thousands of people listen to Hamza Yusuf and 300 only listen to his videos or watch his videos. I would take 300 people with brains above a million people who are listening to this kind of filth. So he's saying that the Wahhabi movement is in line with a puritanical Christian movement that appeared in England. Puritanical means pure. So he called also the Wahhabis a reformist group. This I agree. Yeah, they wanted to bring back Tawheed to the pure Islam that came with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I know you made a mistake here, Hamza Yusuf. You did not mean that, but let's say it came out like this from him. Puritanical. Okay. Puritanical is someone who has to go to the pure. And that's what the Wahhabis have been trying to do. And they did what the scholars of Islam before them did all the way to the time of the four imams, radiallahu anhum, who were Salafis, to the Salaf al-Salih, the companions of Abu Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They brought Tawheed, fought against Shirk. That's what the Wahhabis wanted to re-establish in the Ummah. Now, here it's not takfir. He's comparing them to a puritanical Christian group. Christian Amish, Christian Ku Klux Klan, and Christian, what? We have no name. He doesn't say anything. We have no idea what he's talking about. If he's talking about the Amish, because he already compared the Wahhabis, the Muwahideen, the Wahhabis to the Amish Christians. The Amish, the group itself, started after 1693, so it's hundreds of years before the Wahhabis, and what came later as the Amish and other groups and Mennonites, started 1693. So it's not it. We don't know the name of the group that he's equating the Wahhabis with in England. In England. The same England that fought the Da'wah al-Wahhabiyya in India and Pakistan and Bangladesh and everywhere else. England, yeah, Hamza Yusuf, the ones who started using the term Wahhabis against those who called to Tawheed, to jihad against that filthy, corrupt empire, a British empire. They think they're still in it today. So you're equating them to what? To where? Okay. This is not takfir. He's equating purity to purity. Well, if it is like just the word purity, I agree. Yeah. Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab quoted the purity of Islam. I doubt there was a group in Britain, in England, at the same time that called to Tawheedullah and against Shirk. Because that's the message. Okay, they said, no, he's not making takfir here. Third evidence. He says that a strain of Islam appeared 200 years ago, whatever. What? Meaning Tawheed, nobody called to Tawheed before Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab? All these ayat and hadith he brought in his book, Kitab al-Tawheed, they were invented? I said I'm going to ask this question a lot. Those who listen to Hamza Yusuf and Yasser Qadhi, Umar Sulaiman, Nu'man Ali Khan, I don't want to make a mistake in his name, Nu'man Ali Khan, to listen to the stuff that they say, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Anyway, so his strain of Islam appeared 200 years ago. That's not true, of course. That's a lie. Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab died 230 years ago. Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab died 230 years ago, started his movement 280 years ago. A strain of Islam. How does he describe it in that video audio recording? All the jokes on the making fun of Muslims, comparing them to Christians, you know. How did he describe this? His petrodollars were instrumental in distributing huge amounts of literature in the whole world, from which young people are being indoctrinated in a religion, in an aqidah, in a creed, according to Hamza Yusuf, alien to Islam. These are his words. Listen, alien to Islam. Tawheed is alien to Islam and shirk isn't. You see, isn't that takfir? He's talking about the creed. You're telling me three, their creed is alien to Islam. Read Kitab al-Tawheed, ya Muslim, ya Muslimah, and look at the ayat and the hadith. Then are you going to reach the conclusion this is alien to Islam? Isn't this takfir? This is clear takfir, just like he made takfir on the Ash'aris, and the Ash'aris are not kuffar. We respect the scholars of Islam who came to this earth and benefited Muslims through their works, but fell into this trap of Ash'ariyya. Either they were forced into doing that, they were intimidated, or they believed in it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them. We love those scholars, but we don't follow them with regards to aqidah, as Imam Ibn Baz rahimahullah made a conclusion. This is excellent conclusion from Imam Ibn Baz. Learn from them in other areas, but not in aqidah. They're not kuffar. The Ash'aris are not kuffar. Unless there's somebody who went so extreme that even the Ash'aris would definitely call them kuffar. But the Ash'aris are not kuffar. They're misguided in the aqidah. I say that Hamza Yusuf is an example of a man who came into Islam with his own creed. Didn't empty his head, it's not much there anyway, and empty his heart from the previous life and creed and the ideas of Christianity and other groups. Allah knows what else. No, he brought his own system with him, tried to stick it to Islam, and his followers, hundreds of thousands of them, no, don't forget, his followers are trying to stop us from defending Islam. Here is my answer. It's just one word. No. We will never stop defending Islam all the way until the last breath I take in this earth, inshallah, on this earth. I will never stop defending Islam and exposing deviants like Hamza Yusuf, Omar Sulaiman, Nu'man Ali Khan, Yasser Qadhi, and others. I will never stop doing that. It's not possible. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us knowledge in the religion and make us among the righteous.
والحمد لله رب العالمين.